Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really part of the Earwolf Network. Your head is filled with hundreds of tiny, bothersome animals, and only one creature can hunt them down. The throat vulture. The earwolf. Oh, also, a mysterious new sponsor for the podcast wants to help you send real physical objects to the residents of the Vermilion Minotaur. Maybe a candy bar for Chunt to eat live? Just send your candy or whatever to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. They say they'll try to shove whatever they can through the small dimensional crack behind the Burger King, so keep it small. Thanks for sponsoring the totally fictional podcast, mysterious unnamed Chicago company. Now enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. A year and 3 weeks ago, I think, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional rift that I fell through, and I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buds, by my squad, by my boon companions.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. Oh, and there may be other secret names. Names. Oh, such precious names. Such delicate, flower-like names, that if you were to touch them, they would crumble into pure dust, and then they would rise again like the phoenix, more powerful than ever before.
What is one of those delicate names? Because so far, I have not heard a delicate
they're
name
secret,
for you.
Those are my secret names. I'm not going to tell
just
you.
Just give
one.
Us, it's, we're buds, give us a secret, delicate, crumbly name.
One of my delicate, crumbly names.
Yeah. Let's hear it, let's crumble it.
Thip-a-poo.
Thip-a-poo. Oh, okay. I feel like I can hear it crumbling in front of me.
Thip-a-poo.
All right.
Thip-a-poo!
Ah, I see there. It rose like a phoenix.
Yes, of course.
All right. Well, thanks, Thip-a-poo. But we're also joined by my buddy, Chunt, the talking badger.
Squad goals.
Squad goals.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you. I actually know I found out one of Usador's other names.
Oh, did you
really?
Know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which one?
Bagel me fingles.
Bagel me
fingles? Bagel me fingles?
Uh-huh.
How did you find this out?
He was sleeping the other night, and he fell asleep at the table as we were drinking.
As he does a lot.
As he does, and he just kind of blurted it out. I assume it was a the way you reacted just told me.
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Of course. That's...
Are you sure it's a name and not just an exclamation? Because it also sounds like something that someone would just exclaim.
Well,
Bagel me fingles!
Well, when I met the tree people of Turim, they saw me and said, Bagel me fingles! And they've called me that ever since.
I still think it's a better catchphrase than a name. Bagel me fingles, I found a clue.
It works as both.
All right.
Can you do me a favor, Arnie?
Sure, what's up,
could you just
buddy?
Do, like, the first part of the intro, but do it, like, super sexy?
Is there a reason?
Just want to hear what it sounds like.
I mean, I'll...
He's dying, Ani.
That's true, John. Just,
yeah, this is my Final Fantasy 2. Final Fantasy 2.
Fair enough. Okay, super sexy.
Yeah, just like really laid on, if you can.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Slower.
Oh, slower. Yeah. Oh, duh. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of dreams. Here's what's going on.
Nah, it didn't work for me.
No.
Yeah,
well, wait, but what's the alternative? What would it look like if it did work for you?
Like, you want me to give you a line reading?
I have to adjust my pants back here.
Oh, yeah, I do. What you do it sexy.
Pee-pa-pa-pa-pa. She brews a proper cup of coffee in a copper coffee pot. Here we go. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
There's a lot of eyebrows involved. I got to eyebrow it up more. All right, let me try one more time.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
Did you hurt yourself on that last bit?
Did you age 40 years?
You said magical, and I thought like maybe your face was going to pop right off.
Yeah,
it sounded enough. Like you aged 40 years in the last sentence.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's jerking it right now that's listening to this podcast. Probably.
Hopefully not.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land. I am, of course, your host, Usador.
Usador, you sound like you're hosting like a horror podcast, but also occasionally almost falling asleep. But you know what, Usador, we have not. It's good to see you. You haven't been around much this week.
No, I have been traveling. All o'er Foon. I
all o'er Foon?
All o'er Foon. Yea, I had no time for a V. I had to stop in Skur. I had to go to the Belroth Kingdom, and I searched through magical scroll. I deciphered runes. I did everything I could to learn as much as I could this week. And from all of my newfound knowledge, I can tell you, there is not one instance of anyone putting soup in their butt. It's just a thing that we made up here. It has no relevance on anything.
Okay.
So that's
Choo Choo's Chow, we're serving butt soup, so swing on down for a hot bowl of butt soup.
Well, you know, I spent this week actually trying to do some research on how to reverse the curse that has befallen Chunt.
Oh, I should have done that.
Yeah, I know. That's where I thought you were going with that. I went to Twitter, and I asked a bunch of people on Twitter if they knew how to reverse curses. Here's some of the things that people...
The people who live in that little Twatterton.
The citizens of Twattertonville. They tweeted things at me like, if someone picks up a cursed coin, they can reverse it by putting a blessed coin down instead of... in the place of the cursed coin.
Oh, classic basic reverse magic thinking. Nice try.
is there such a thing as a blessed coin?
Oh, certainly. Yes. Give me a coin.
Sure. All right, here you go.
There you go.
It seems like on Earth, where you come from, a lot of things are blessed. Because when I look through Twitter, I just see a lot of like blessed. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hashtag blessed coin.
Yeah.
Bless you. Thippity boo.
Also, someone said, pickle a seal tail... pickle a seal tail in whale bile and sleep with it.
That's a tongue twister they just want you to say.
I think you're right. Pickle a seal tail in whale bile and sleep with it. Wait.
Can you say it sexy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pickle a seal tail in whale bile and sleep with it in your second butthole for one night. Ellipses. Easy.
Sounds like a lot of work.
That sounds like it's more on track, though.
Surely there's something or someone immune to curses in Foon that Chunt can have sex with. That seems like the best plan, right?
That's a good plan.
I can't really think. I mean, is there anyone along that lines? Maybe if I slept with one of the blue tigers, I could...
Ooh.
One of the two remaining blue tigers.
Yeah.
They're so wonderful.
Yeah.
And the other advice...
Be very gentle with them.
And the other advice I got from Twitter was, I think generally they have to be passed on to someone else. You sure you're okay with that morally? Like passing the curse on to somebody else.
Oh, so you're saying you would take the curse since you're stuck here away from your family?
No.
Thank you.
No. I mean, even if we knew how to do that.
Probably have sex.
Chunt makes a point. What do you have to live for?
This podcast and helping you, Chunt live, helping Usador defeat the Dark Lord. And
I don't know. Sometimes I think you're really going to help, and then, you know, sometimes I just go, what am I thinking?
I mean, Arnor's going to kill you in a few months.
Yeah. Days, maybe.
Days?
No. I have a good half year.
All right.
But you know what? We've ignored our guests for far too long. I'm very excited to meet, I'm sure I'm pronouncing this wrong, you're a homunculus?
Homunculus!
You're
homunculus!
Named Metanoid.
Metanoid! Metanoid Smanghanger, the homunculus!
Holy
cow. Really was off.
Hello, Metanoid.
Hello!
So, I gotta say, just to give our, just to give our listeners a mental picture,
yeah.
You're kind of a mess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, I'm a big mess. But I'm a homunculus, so I'm made of the four humors. My master and creator selected. I am a blood, urine, feces, semen homunculus.
Classic homunculus.
Come for the semen, stay for the...
Come for the semen?
Well, I was going to say come for the semen, stay for the blood, urine, and feces, but come for the semen, I can end there. Come for the semen, period.
It's two, but we got to be four. It's four components. I am a classic mix.
I think
just
that...
Just the elements. Come on, guys.
I think that expression should be come for the semen, leave because of the blood, urine, and feces.
Well, it's part of me, so I'm stuck with carrying the four wherever I go. Can't pick the one.
Maybe this is a dumb question.
No, I'm sure not.
How are you? What is that?
What? I am a magical construct and familiar to Smanghanger the Diminished.
Smanghanger the Diminished?
Yes. You may know him as Blorth the Brown.
Oh, yeah, Blorth the Brown. He's one of the wizards.
Yes,
Foon.
Of course.
So Smanghanger is your master, but also your last name?
Yes. The last name of every homunculi is the first name of the wizard that constructed the homunculi.
Oh, wow.
Constructed and controls.
Ooh.
Yes, controls. Although, Blorth has really been on the skids lately, so aside from coming to pick up the carryout, I'm left to freely roam, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. He's not my favorite.
Sure.
Of the wizards.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's a bit of an ass.
Yeah, he's beating himself up pretty bad.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't seem like him. He's down in the dumps.
Well, ever since the kiln incident, which he can't seem to get past,
he won't leave
the house, and he's sending me out to pick up a pizza from the Vermilion Minotaur much daily.
So you were made and you are forced to do errands for a clinically depressed wizard.
Yeah, absolutely. Although, to be fair... You have to be at a pretty low point to mix your blood, semen, urine, and feces in a bowl and mold it into a vaguely human shape and then bestow it with life.
Maybe Arnold's a homunculus.
What? Why?
Yeah, from the smell alone, you might be...
Oh, come on.
Can I ask you some...
I wish you would. Yes, absolutely. I've got lumps. Lumps. Oh. My lovely lumps.
Obviously, Smanghanger, you do his bidding, but do you have any... Metanoid, do you have any dreams or aspirations of your own?
Oh, well, basically to not have the connection severed for as long as possible, because as soon as he dies or falls into a deep sleep or plane shifts, I'm going to erupt into a boiling pillar of unidentifiable substance.
If he goes into a deep sleep?
Yes. Yeah, that can sever the connection.
Wizards usually sleep with one eye open.
I see.
Just so like
if
a duck.
If he fully sleeps, you're just going to explode.
Yeah.
Juices everywhere.
Yeah, I'll turn into my composite juices.
Uh-huh.
So, that's nasty.
Yeah.
I'll admit.
Do you believe that there's any way that you can help your master regain his former glory?
As you know, mostly the construction of a homunculus is for more sort of... sneaking into a lady's room and laying a rose on her pillow or generally peeping from the bushes or what have you. It speaks to a lonely patch.
Wait, hold on. So the most common thing to make a homunculus do is say, ooh, I'm trying to woo this woman.
Uh-huh.
Let me send a blood, semen, and shit monster to go lay a flower on their bed, probably leaving
A trail.
A trail. A bloody, shitty semen.
Well, possibly. If it's raining, yeah. And then I get wet, and then I start to leave streaks.
That could happen to anyone, though.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
When you're peeping and peering in the bushes, do you ever, like, the Smanghanger, like, ask you, or Blorth ask you to, like, feed him lines? Like, if he's wooing a woman from the...
Oh, well, I wish he would. But that's the thing, is that normally a homunculus is constructed for that, but he is so down in the dumps. He's just got me running out for pizza and cleaning bats out of the chimney. So I dream of a day when I can feed lines to Blorth the Brown as he woos the lady of his choice.
So he's not even leaving his hovel right now.
No, he won't leave the home.
Metanoid, I'm kind of curious. I'm always curious about this thing when sort of like a magical creature, sort of like Usidor, just comes into existence.
Hold on. I am not a magical creature. I'm a magical being.
A magical being. Okay. Fair
Respect.
Enough. Okay.
Respect.
So Metanoid, like, what was it like being created?
Oh, geez. Well, I sort of started to receive the energies from the incantations while I was a formless pudding in a bowl that was being mixed. And then gradually I sort of felt my hands and feet being pressed out of that bowl, and then it was just all darkness because he hadn't formed my head yet, and then the head was last, so I had a sense of a body, and sort of coming out of a deep sleep from which I had not realized I'd entered, and then next thing I knew, I looked down, and I saw that I was about 17 fingers high, lying in a bowl, blood red in color, no genitals, and a cleft for my bottom, but no hole.
What would you do with genitals?
Well, I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, don't answer that question.
No, okay.
The name Metanoid. I could. The name Metanoid, did you give that to yourself?
It was a series of runes that were embedded into my body. The runes Me-ta-no and De. Inside the core of my body, written on a piece of parchment around which the blood, feces, urine, and semen was mixed and congealed.
Classic homunculus.
Classic. I'm a classic mix. No tears, vomit.
Oh, those are other options.
Yes, any four of the humors would do. Semen is usually, it's one of the base parts.
All the base, the base parts.
Yeah, because, again, you have to be in a pretty lonely state to decide to whip up a homunculus.
Have you ever had a homunculus, Isidore?
I tried to make one once. I got tired of pooping into a pail to try to get enough poop to make a homunculus. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, maybe I should just go outside, say hello to someone.
Yeah.
You know, get out there. Get back out there and just, quest or adventure or focus on my plans to defeat the Dark Lord. Yea, I do not need to desiccate my fecal matter into this bucket. Nay, not when the Dark Lord already doth take a crap upon Olifoon. I shall gather my forces, and I shall get out of this house, and I shall get out of this depression, and I shall defeat him, is what I said to myself.
Would you say that, like, collecting your poop in a bucket is kind of like rock bottom for depression? And you're like, what am I doing?
I for a normal person, yes. For a wizard such as myself, you're collecting all manner of things that fall off of you or come out of you just because you might need them. You never know.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure I've got a little fecal matter sitting around somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Gotta keep it. For a rainy day, you know?
You never know.
Never know.
What if I need to whip up a homunculus all of a sudden?
Sure. Metanoid, do you know many other homunculi?
Oh, yeah. I hang out with the homuncu guys for sure. Yeah. You know, but it'll be one of those things where, you know, we'll be at Ye Magical Creatures Association playing a game of ball in the basket, and then all of a sudden somebody's wizard falls into a deep sleep while you're posting them up, just covered in goo. It's deep but short-term connections.
Have you got a chance to play ball in the basket since you've been here?
I have not.
Oh, it's the best game. You take a ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have a basket.
Okay.
And then you try and get that ball.
Yes.
Into the basket.
Into the basket. Mm-hmm. Just one basket?
I'm sure you understand.
I mean, maybe there are other rules that I don't know about, but like in simplest terms, you get the ball in the basket, I think.
Very good. You get the ball in the basket. 2 points.
2 points. Is there any way, I'm just throwing this out there, any way to get 3 points?
Uh-huh.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, absolutely. You score 2 points, and then the moment when you score another 2 points first there's 1 point, and then there's a millisecond of transition.
Oh, really?
And then a fourth
then
point.
Fourth
oh.
point.
Oh, I see.
Because it takes them a while to spin the sign that says two,
oh,
three,
see.
4 points.
Fair enough. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Let's take a quick break, and let's sort of wipe down this table.
Sorry.
No, yeah, no, no.
It's wet in here.
No, you are who you are. You can't.
They spilled ale on me.
Yeah, you didn't ask to be made into this.
No.
Absolutely. All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Spance here. We have a special guest performer coming up here today. However, I must warn you, she is a Gorgon, so make sure you cover your eyes or else you'll turn to stone. Okay, everyone's eyes covered. Good. Now, put your hands together for Marilyn the Gorgon and her sexy backup snakes.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, my, you are a good-looking crowd. Oh, I'm sure you'd return the compliment if you could, but you can't look at me without meeting your doom. Are there any blind gentlemen in the audience who'd like to buy me a drink? Anyone? I'll take anything. On the rocks. Or if you'd rather, we could just get stoned. Oh, yes, now we're having fun. Oh, surely there's a lover out there for me, don't you think, Snakey?
Yes. Nobody looks at me the way I'm looking at you. You never look at me because you'll turn rock hard if you do.
Literally, though, seriously, gentlemen.
Let's make it work with a compromise. All you gotta do is just gouge out your eyes, and then I will give you loving so good you'll always be satisfied. And I'll tell you what, baby, when I'm done with you, you won't even miss those eyes.
Seriously, though, ladies and gentlemen, who needs eyesight when you have so many other sexual senses to play with? Oh, oops, we got a peeker here in the front row. Oh, ew, yeah, he is definitely stone now. Okay, well, that's my cue. Thank you all for having me so much. I'll just be, partying backstage. Sorry again to this man's family and friends. Okay, bye.
So, Metanoid,
huh?
This is, I apologize, this is a very personal question.
I'll go ahead and say it. I have virtually no self-esteem.
Oh, no.
Well, that's okay.
That was kind of what I was going to ask, like, how do you feel about being what you are?
Well, I serve a function, and mostly I just feel bad for Smanghanger, the Diminished, really.
Yeah.
I have a mild telepathic connection with him, and oh boy, he is really in the pits of despair right now. Comparatively, you know, I get out, I do things, you know, I have a function.
Sure.
Collect pizzas, fight bats.
Yeah.
It's all told, you know, it's the same story that anybody has.
Yes, sure, we all serve a greater function.
We're all just accumulations of bodily fluids, picking up pizzas, clearing out bats, until we eventually explode.
Yeah, absolutely. Imbued with the magic of life.
Wow.
I have to ask, just because I don't get many chances to talk to wizards or by proxy.
Okay, all right. Make no mistake, I am not a wizard. I am the leavings of a wizard, crafted into a...
You talk to me all the time.
I've talked to you about this. Let me get to my question.
Sorry.
I was recently cursed. Is there any help would be appreciated? Any secrets, any spells, any...
Secret spells. Well, okay, this is one thing you could do. Build a homunculi, you know, and then shift the curse onto the homunculus.
Oh, boy.
That homunculus will explode, and you'll be fine.
Wow. Can I... Isidore, does that check out?
I've been pooping into a pail, so it should be a problem. Let's whip it up.
How would you transfer that curse onto this homunculi? How would you move this curse onto this giant Usaturd?
I would probably use a little bit of Chunt to help make it, rather than parts of me.
Yeah. I thought that Usiter pun was going to be better.
It wasn't, though, was it?
I loved it.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, good
stuff.
Thank
you, Metanoid.
Hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen you in here before, just kind of slinking in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm in here picking up pizzas all the time. If you see a little red guy running around with a pizza, it's the Noid.
Yeah.
I usually avoid you.
Avoid the Metanoid.
Everybody does.
Do you eat yourself? Like, do you?
Oh, I don't need to.
Oh.
I mean, occasionally I do for shock effect.
Oh.
You know?
Like, what happens when you eat?
Well, I mean, I just essentially, I might break a creature, a small creature, like a bat.
Yeah.
I might break a bat and then pour it into my mouth, but my mouth has no connection to anything internal, so it will just pour into my mouth and then pour right out. But if I make a lot of activity, it just looks like I'm flinging crumbs rather than everything.
Oh, that's cool as hell. Bite the head off a bat and just kind of...
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Metanoid.
It's like the Cookie Monster effect.
Yeah.
Sure. Metanoid, are you trying to shock someone?
I'm trying to shock my master into actually getting up off his ass and getting out of the house.
So you take a bat over him, make sure he's in your line of sight, you're in his line of sight, and you kind of bite into it?
Yeah, he'll be drunk on meat, and I'll just crawl up on his chest and tap him on the chin with my foot and go, get a look at this, and then break a bat open.
But how does he respond?
He usually just rolls over so that I fall off of his chest with the remains of the bat.
Yeah.
And then it's back to sweeping.
I picture at night that you can maybe, like, curl up on his stomach or curl at the foot of the bed or something.
Well, I do, but there's no response, and then I have to clean up whatever I've left behind in the morning, so it generally is not worth it.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
You are a very good homunculus.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're adorable.
You really care about your master. You're doing much to take care of him and help get him out of this state, and almost assuredly, as soon as he's out of this state, you shall be destroyed.
Oh.
As soon as he's happy and moving about again, I'm sure he can get his own pizzas, and he'll be like, no more Metanoid.
Yeah, he'll be like, I'm going to take a really long sleep, explode my homunculus.
That's an extremely fatalistic point of view, you know? Yeah. I mean, but I guess so be it. You know, so the wheel turns, you know?
Is there any way for a homunculus to save themselves or for others to save the homunculus, even if a wizard is done with them?
Only by passing into story.
Oh.
Yes, the greatest homunculi, of course, become legends.
Really? What are some of the great?
Forever.
What are some of the great homunculi of Foon?
Torrance.
Torrance,
the first homunculi.
Wow.
Just simply made of rock, water, fire, and air.
Malik was a big one.
Yes, Malik was a very big one.
Torrance and Malik?
Yes, yes. And they did eventually meet and fought one another for their masters, and they said, "You shall live on in story," and tomes were written about them and songs were sung, and thus they live on forever.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I mean, the piles of things they were made out of, though, fell apart and exploded.
Sure.
It's just it's a story.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, as someone who's, you know, my fate is looming upon me, I want to let you know. Well, Arnie's going to die soon. We're all going to die soon. But what? I want to let you know that I'm going to write down, a story about our time together.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you will live on in story.
That's wonderful.
And I'll be writing like I'm running out of time every day and night. Like I'm running out of time.
Intense.
I didn't get most of that. Well, Metanoid, it's been surprisingly a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And really, up high.
And I feel like I'm in a weird position of both hoping that Blorth the Brown doesn't get better, but also that he does, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's my day in, day out.
Also, I've got to say, just a ball of human fluids doesn't seem like the best pizza delivery method.
Well,
like,
you know, he can't be choosy. It's not like he could have made a bird.
Yeah.
But he made me, so there you go.
Does he get food poisoning much?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Mm-hmm. At the least, pink eye, I'm sure.
Chunt, have you gotten any emails this week?
Yeah, I got some emails here. This is, of course, to my email address, chunt@gmail.com, chunt with six T's. This is from Taryn. Taryn is writing in. She said she heard about the podcast from her sister, Jessie, And she says that she listens to the podcast, big fan, and that she also lets her son Jude listen. Jude happens to be... Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah.
Hello.
There's a lot for you to learn in this episode.
He's 7 years old, and he listens to some of the podcasts that she'll allow him to listen to.
I bet he loves this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to know if we found the portal for... This is a question for Chunt. If I found the portal to Earth, would I eat at Burger King? I guess I would sample some of that fare.
Yeah, you should try it, but you don't want to make a habit out of it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, it's not.
Why wouldn't we dine on the fine delicacies of the greatest royalty of your world, the Burger King?
Well, it's actually... I mean, it's very popular food on my world, but it's also not the healthiest, so... It's not, you know, you don't want to make a habit of eating a lot of it.
Oh.
Think of it as like a special treat that you only give yourself every once in a while.
And your Burger King eats this every day.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about her stuff.
King of burgers, I shall someday unlock all of his secrets.
Bagel me fingles.
Bagel me fingles.
Well, here, why don't I read some of my emails? You can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Again, I get, you know, 50% of the emails I get are asking if it's a real email address. It is a real email address.
Stop sending those emails.
Here's one we got. Hey there, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. Your podcast is really picking up steam here on Earth. Did you know it recently got picked up by the Earwolf Network? Oh, that's awesome. Arnie probably knows about them, so hopefully he'll explain a little Earth stuff to the rest of you guys. Since Foon seems to have a lot of similarities to Earth, I was wondering if there is such a thing as an earwolf in Foon. Is it some kind of magical creature or monster? What happens if someone gets taken over by an earwolf?
Oh, beware the earwolves. They are the most dangerous creature. Eye wolves covered with 6 ears that can hear you coming from any direction. Aye, if they do e'en hear thee from a mile away, they shall rush and devour you whole.
I will say I think the more terrifying creatures are the earbuds.
The Airbuds?
Yeah, they play ball and basket.
Ball and basket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But they're vicious.
They're vicious. Yeah. And they can fly.
Well,
practically.
Well, I'm excited that we've apparently been added to the Earwolf Network. I'm a big fan back on Earth. I'm a little surprised that we've been added to a comedy podcast network. Obviously, this is a serious piece of science reportage that the people of Earth should know about. But still...
It's a serious piece of science reportage.
Science reported.
Even though I said, come for this semen.
Even though. Again, like, I doubt it's not funny.
Hey, Jude.
Don't make it bad. All right, I got one more email. And thank you for that email, Josiah from Chicago. One more email. Hey, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. And then they go on to say Usador's full name, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstangis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
Bagel
and there
me fingies.
May be other secret names you do not know. Bagel me fingies, is that what they wrote?
I'm a 16-year-old girl with a newly diagnosed chronic illness that's kind of devastating. I'm in pain and in bed most of the time, and during that period, I ended up stumbling upon your podcast. I'm not asking for a shout-out or some magic spell cure, although, Usador, if you could, that would be hella kind, but I'm just saying thank you. I feel as if sometimes I'm in the tavern with you guys, and it's really uplifting. Thanks for making me smile during rough times with crappy Earth stuff. P.S. I bet Sarah and your daughter miss you very much, Arnie. Don't give up hope. And don't fuck another memory gremlin just because she looks like your wife. With love, Madison. Thank you, Madison. That was mostly one of my favorite emails.
Madison, we shall be thinking of you, and we shall pour out a cup for you the next time we drink, and you shall be here by our side.
You know, we occasionally get a couple of emails from people saying that this podcast helps them through tough stuff, and it just makes me happy that this podcast can be a small good thing for people that are going through tough stuff. And I know hanging out in this tavern with you guys is a small good thing for me when I'm going through tough times as well. So.
Metanoid, do you want to say anything to Madison?
Madison, really hang in there. It's so good to hear from you. I really hope they have the opportunity to crawl up on your pillow sometime soon.
Oh, no.
And lay a rose right next to your beautiful face. Right, guys?
Yeah.
That seems unwise.
I suppose we hope that happens for you, Madison.
Oh, yeah. Up high.
No, I'm not high-fiving.
Oh, it's all over my hands.
Oh, guys, we got to wash. We really got to wash.
Time to take all your intricate mental images of the Vermilion Minotaur, crumple them up, and throw them away, because none of that really happened. That was just people sitting around a table. You can almost smell the old mugs of coffee. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young, with all the nuance of someone fatally allergic to nuance. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. It must be nice to record a podcast while resting. Metanoid, the talking, well, basically big walking pile of crap, right? I mean, we can call him a homunculus if we want, but he was really just walking feces. Are we still calling this world building? Anyway, he was played by special guest Joran Gargello. Joran and Adil perform regularly with the improv group Revolver at I.O. Chicago. Also, Meredith Stepien played both Spence and the singing Gorgon. Craig, wake up and read the rest of these credits.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Chikover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Extra sound design by Jason Knox. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter.
There now, wasn't that more fun than dreaming?
I was dreaming of electric sheep. Is that normal?
Come on, I'll show you the new equipment that monitors whether or not Adil cares.